We are in Simin Tov Kuf Lamet Aleph. We're up to Sif Hei, and we'll be doing through Ches. Sif Hei. Afal Pishi Tiru Listaper Lo Yistaper Bereshus HaRab Mele Betzina. All of those people that Chazal were matir taking haircuts on Chol HaMoed should only do so in private. Even though the whole idea was that these are people that everyone is going to understand have a heter to take a haircut, nevertheless, you do not do it in public. Sivav katan mutar legaleach b'moed afilo nolad kodem haregel. A child, you're allowed to go and cut his hair in Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, even though he was born beforehand. It would sound like we're dealing with a newborn. But the Mishtabur brings the Prima Gadim, who says that it means up until Bar Mitzvah. And the Ramah adds, v'afilo b'parhes yashari, even b'parhes here it's mutar, because everyone sees that this is a child. Now, the reason is that there's no Shemi Yikonis L'Regel Menuvel because a child does not have his own mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But you don't do this needlessly. It's only if he has a lot of hair. This is all for a child. To give a non-Jew a haircut is osur, unless you're dealing with someone who pole Shein Lo Mayochal, someone who just doesn't have what to eat. Now, the Mishnah Brura does say that in the case of a child who looks older, even though he's not yet bar mitzvah, while there's no isser in cutting his hair, there we would not apply the Ramah v'afilo b'farhesya, and it's supposed to be done b'tzina. Siv Zayin. Ovel shechal shvi shalo b'shabes erev regel, mutar legaleach b'chol HaMoed. The Mechaber Shita in Avelis is that during Shloshim there's no isser tisporis. So if the seventh day fell on Shabbos, which was erev Yontif, the halacha would be that he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Says the Ramana, Hago, mi sheheimer ledas kusim, somebody that changed religion, v'chazer b'tshuva, and then decided to come back, v'darko, and the minag is, doesn't mean his derech, it means the minag is, legaleach, the minag is that if somebody leaves avodah zorah, when he comes back, so we consider that like a tara from tumis meis and tzaras, where he needs to glachas. So mutar legaleach b'moed. The halacha is that he's allowed to on Chol HaMoed. Why is that? Because the minig in these places is that we're not mitzarif him to a minion until he cuts his hair. So memele it's considered dover avod, is something that's necessary for the sake of Chol HaMoed itself. Sivches kalada mutar lito safa b'Chol HaMoed. They never asked cutting one's mustache on Chol HaMoed. Hagoa afilu b'farhesya, even in public. So this is a special halacha of a mustache, and he can do it anyway, whether with scissors, whether to trim it with a blade even, and even if it doesn't make it especially difficult for him to eat. The same halacha would apply. It is mutter to take a haircut for somebody who's got some kind of skin condition, and he's got to cut his hair in order to alleviate it. Say the hair is oily, and because of that, he gets all kinds of pimples or bumps. Hakozas dam is mutter, even though bloodletting used to involve, first of all, the bloodletting itself is mutter, but also it used to involve them cutting the hair in the area. That's still mutter. And the Ramah says, Umutar lochuf velisrok rosh. It is permitted to shampoo your hair and to comb it. B'moed and Chol HaMoed. Afli shemeser sar. Even though it's a psik reisha for cutting hair. Ve'im ezem mishum giluach. This is not the giluach that Chazal asered. They only asered giluach b'chavona.